It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success.
This is the beehive theory. We should have just let the beehive sit there and hope the bees don't come out of the hive. Two ways.
Smash the bees, hive, and let them spread.
Excuse me for a minute, Richard.
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of course. But there is no magic wand to wave right now. But I also want to tell a story. And here's the story. My dad, like many of your folk who got relatives here.
What?
Many of you whose relatives did the same thing.
What?
Huh? You're here. Their relatives probably aren't.
That's what's going on around the country. Here's what's happening in your neck of the woods.
Thank you, Al. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're in the middle of Make Katie Laugh, where you got a bonus 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And so far, I got to give her a round of applause. Love the Katie. You know, you've rested during the show, I can tell.
Well, this
after hauling your children around the park for a week, you came in looking like you've been rode hard and put up wet, and you have been, like, slowly gathering strength as we get towards the ending of the show.
This is where I'm happiest.
This is Rob's theme park.
Tomorrow on the program, we just scratched the surface with Rob's trip to Disney.
Uh-huh.
We'll chat about one of the many meltdowns that his children had.
Oh, good. I love
those. Kind of inevitable when you're in 98-degree weather in a theme park.
It happened, sure.
You know, it would have, even if it had been 70 and breezy, there would have been a meltdown. But this one took a cake.
Disney and Rob. We'll have all the details tomorrow. Also, HG. Hey, this guy's name is Buzz, too.
Right.
HG Buzz Bissinger.
Our first
Buzz. Is it
Buzz
Bissinger
guest.
Or Bissinger? I'm not sure, but he wrote Friday Night Lights.
Yeah,
that's a great show. That turned into a great TV show. And he hates the blogs. Very funny guy. Great author.
Huh.
And our next movie critic will be coming in tomorrow. He better have seen The Happening.
That would be good.
Yes. That's very key.
The one we're talking about.
I was chatting in the hallway with BDK, who scoped that movie out.
He still works here?
He's still here.
Yeah.
I was talking to him about it as he was chewing on his Ritalin, and he was...
He's supposed to suck on it.
No, so under his tongue.
We keep telling
him. Supposed to be under his tongue, but I don't know what the guy's name is, but we will have our next movie critic audition.
It's Gene Siskel.
We're looking forward to continuing our movie critic auditions through December as as we interview a new one every single week.
We saw the preview for The Happening. That opens Friday, I think it looks really good.
Well, BDK got very excited and showed me on his computer, you know, simply because the guy was getting mowed by a lawnmower.
That was a combine, like a big farm machinery.
You remembered it.
Oh, yeah, it's stuck in my mind.
You're also a bloodthirsty person. Here comes BDK right now.
Hey, look who's here.
Was he invited?
No, he wasn't.
Doesn't have to be.
I was not invited, but I want to come say hi to you guys.
Hi, BDK.
I love you guys so much, and the show is amazing, and I listen to it every day.
Wow, you're dressed like Henry Winkler
today. Why? Why so dressed? Down
today. I was coming back from The Happening on the Metro, and it might be 150 degrees outside. Because
you're doing your whole T-shirt thing.
Well, I was sweating through my other shirt, and I couldn't breathe.
Your working man outfit.
Yeah.
Here,
and the white belt is happening.
So we're continuing our auditions tomorrow. Of course, you have you've made it as a movie reviewer. What with your appearance on Channel 5, and you're also on the Junkies show.
Uh-huh.
You're always doing that. And Joe Artinger writes
something.
Joe Artinger writes nice. Gay belt.
It's a white belt.
It's a white
They're
belt.
They're in fashion.
Nice
sure. I do the white belt and I do the Chuck Taylors now.
You get issued a white belt when you turn 65 in Florida.
I have a question. If you, how old are you, first of all?
I'm 24 years old.
You're 24. If thank you.
He's the same age as Peter.
If you're going out to purchase like Reeboks or K-Swiss, what do you say? I'm going to go buy...
I'm going to go buy some shoes.
Okay.
See, my dad always
in
says...
your face!
Oh, what about kicks? I'm going to buy some kicks.
Kicks or shoes?
New kicks.
There you
All
go.
Right. Is there any reason, other reason that you dropped by?
I was just coming by because you guys are excited about The Happening,
yes.
Of course.
And you can't review it because hopefully our reviewer is going to review it tomorrow.
I can't review it, but I mean, everyone has to know this is M. Night Shyamalan's first R-rated movie he's ever done.
Right.
Does he do a nude scene?
He does not do it. Actually, he's not even in the movie.
He's not in it, but when he directed it, I heard that he wore a gay belt.
The white belt that I'm wearing?
He wore a gay white belt.
I think that was my exit cue, Mike.
I have a question.
What's up?
All right, this is an audible. I might be my contemporaries might frown on me.
Okay.
I'd like to I'm going to do this. Because you know what I've given you a lot of crap and I kicked you in the balls
twice
and I hurt you, I injured you, I might have affected your ability to father children. I am inviting you to the Friday happy hour.
Really?
Yes, with the Buzz Babes.
We're meeting the Buzz Babes.
I'm down for that.
Will you be available?
I will be available, Mike.
I'm frowning.
I will be here.
Rob is very disappointed.
Can I do shots of Can I do shots of
Jaeger? Man, you should say that on the microphone. Not, I just, you know, listen, the way the Friday happy hour works, you call audibles. It's when you feel it. This is the way it happened with, you know, Big O and Dukes. I felt it at the moment, and just you were nice enough to pop in here.
Well,
and
I
know you've been having some, you know, some girlfriend issues.
Yes,
I thought this would be good for you.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike.
All right, well, now get the hell out.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
I love you, Mike.
We'll see you. Yes,
I like your
shirt
today.
Need that. I don't need that. I don't need that. Joe Artinger writes.
Here we go.
Did you get that? No, that's not good, Joe.
It's fine.
Did you get that belt at the Evel Knievel estate sale?
That's all right.
That's okay. It wasn't as good as the gay belt.
What I was going to say is, I'm sorry that you broke up with your girlfriend. I'm just glad you got to keep the belt.
Thank you, BDK. We'll see you Friday.
All right, I'm here.
All right. Just because he's got a wonderful attitude, said nice things about the show.
Now it's a party.
He's a nicer boy, Rob.
Hey,
he's a nice boy.
Dressed like casual Fonzie.
Beth Ann, to the studio, please. Because Beth Ann on my headphones went, oh, my God. I don't know how she really feels about this. Let's see. I think it's a good call. I think it's going to be fun.
You know what? He's a weepy drunk, though.
Is he really?
Well, he at least has that stage because he almost was crying when I spoke to him.
Mm-hmm.
And no one likes a weepy drunk.
Hey, how about this, though? How about on Friday's show, Rob, you try to get him to cry?
Okay.
Well, that'll be your quest.
Can I kick him?
He can do that without
Beth
alcohol.
Beth Ann, come to the studio, please. Beth Ann McBride.
Where is that woman?
Beth Ann. Beth? Oh, Beth.
Beth, you hear us calling?
Beth, how do you feel about BDK for Friday? I think it's a good
move. I think it's a great idea.
Oh, no.
I couldn't believe it because he is.
All right.
He's very sensitive.
Mm-hmm. And, he cries when
he
drinks?
And you're happy drunk at first.
I've never shown you that side of my drunkenness, have I? Haven't I always been sweet to you when I drink?
Late night phone calls?
What?
You're worse.
Really?
Yeah.
I was bad to you when I had a few cocktails one time?
But that's okay. We all.
When was I ever? I don't remember you like singling
last Friday.
Last Friday.
Yeah.
I was mean.
We needed compliments.
I don't remember you being rude last Friday.
You weren't here, Rob.
All right, get out of here. Thank you, Beth Ann. So she's excited about BDK.
God.
He will be here for the Friday happy hour. I think it'll be enjoyable. I look forward to having him on the show.
Go home and make a list of topics.
He'll
want to
stay until 10.
It's all about, I'm not staying until 10. We're getting a car and we're going somewhere.
He'll be on his own.
Incidentally, you can call Beth Ann McBride, 877-365-3636 if you feel like it after we do the game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, talk about if you have a joint and you'd like us to come. And excuse me, I'm going to burp up my protein bar.
You could make her cry.
Let's bring Katie back to the studio. 5 more minutes, Rob. We're going to put 5 minutes on the clock.
It's going to be even harder to make Katie laugh this time because she's come to the realization that she may be the one who has to drive BDK home on Friday.
Oh, really? Yeah. Let's bring her in here, we're going to play Make Katie Laugh. Katie's got a terrible expression on her face right now.
She's surly about this.
What's the problem?
The last time BDK got trashed, it was when we all went out after Hogfest.
Yeah, I remember that. We went to the bar around the corner.
Mm-hmm. I got stuck driving his drunk ass home, begging him, please stop calling CK.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just over and
CK's
over.
CK's our program director.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was just calling over and over and over again.
Well, we'll try to keep you two separated, okay, on Friday's show.
It's a good idea.
He's a nice boy. I thought it'd
he's
be nice to.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. I thought it'd be nice to bring him in. All right, we're going to put five minutes on the clock.
He's a good kid.
Yeah. All right, very good. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Are you emotionally prepared for this last 5 minutes?
Always.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Make Katie laugh. We've got 5 minutes on the clock, yes. And that's it. Mike from Manassas, make Katie laugh.
Katie.
Yes.
Why did the monkey fall out of the tree?
I don't know.
Because it was dead.
Oh, gosh. So old.
That's
Let's
sad.
Go to Justin. Justin. Buzz just made me laugh. Justin on a combine in the middle, like, you know, picking up, you know, tomatoes. Tubercular tomatoes. Salmonella tomatoes. Justin, what the hell are you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm a truck driver.
All right. Can you roll the window up?
They are out.
All right. Very good. Make Katie laugh.
This little boy goes to his dad. His dad, what does a vagina look like? And his dad says, "Well, son, to me it looks like a beautiful pink rose with a little bit of summer dew on it." And he goes, "Well, Dad, what is a vagina?"
Probably sorry. All right, there we go.
I don't know why Katie didn't laugh at that.
Steve from Frederick, make Katie laugh.
I was busy hitting the dumb button.
What's up, Paul? Hey,
Paul.
All of you.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, what's up, Florian?
I thought you said, what's up, Mom? And I was like, I have not had any children.
How you doing, Florian? All right, go ahead, Florian.
All right, check it out. How come Snoop Dogg carries an umbrella?
Word. Why?
For drizzle.
What was that?
For drizzle.
For drizzle.
For drizzle. Thank you very much. Let's go to Ken in Virginia.
It was pleasant.
It was a history lesson.
Mm-hmm. Ken.
Oh, no, it's Tim.
All right, Tim, whatever. Go ahead. Make Katie laugh.
Katie, can you tell the difference between 6 inches and 8 inches without a ruler?
What woman can?
You want to go out tonight?
Well, you worked nicely with him on that, but you didn't laugh. Uh-huh. Logan from Sacramento.
It's not funny, Mike.
All right. Logan from Sacramento. You're make Katie laugh.
Katie, are you Jewish?
No.
No, good. Why do Jews have big noses? Because air is free.
Old joke. Klan rally Thursday noon. Let's go to Lane. Lane, you're on with, I'm sorry, Tyler. You're on with Katie. Make Katie laugh.
In 3 minutes.
What kind of meat do priests eat on Friday?
What kind of meat do priests eat on Friday?
I don't know. I'm not Catholic.
None.
Oh, God. All right, we're winding
Didn't
down
Didn't you
now.
Hear that at CCD, Mike?
I believe so, yes, in 1942. Lane, you're on with Katie. Make Katie laugh.
Hey, Katie.
Hi.
Hey, did you hear about the little Dutch boy who stuck his finger in the dike?
No.
He didn't care for it.
Oh, God, wow.
Wow.
Chris from Maryland, make Katie laugh.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
Is the pain almost over, Rob?
I was okay.
2 minutes 15.
All right, go ahead.
Got a press release for you.
In Modesto, David, make Katie laugh.
2 minutes!
2 minutes.
We have a Asian couple passionately having sex when all of a sudden the man starts yelling out, so 69, 69. She says, why do you want broccoli beef now?
What?
Oh, what a shame we lost the connection.
Line. We'll never know.
What is the punchline, Rob?
Bingo machine.
Bingo machine.
Not funny.
Fran.
And not even
Olney.
Coming from Florida.
Fran from Olney, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Make Katie laugh. Fran.
Something's gone horribly awry.
Fran, are you there? Let's go to Paul. Paul.
Yes, yes. It's
make
me.
Katie laugh, Paul. Go ahead.
What do you call two Hispanics playing basketball?
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
I don't know.
What?
One-on-one.
Yeah,
you can start
so
your 60-second TikTok.
Very good. Okay, let's go to Will. Will in D.C. Make Katie laugh.
Pirate walks into a bar with a steering wheel in his pants. The bartender says, hey, pirate, you got a steering wheel in the pants. Pirate says, arr, 'tis driving me nuts.
She laughed.
Wow.
She laughed. I am so sorry.
She laughed.
Oh, no.
We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm
so disappointed.
I am so sorry.
It was genuine and real.
I am so sorry. I love pirates.
Katie, am I stressing my luck if I tell another pirate joke?
Will, tell her another pirate joke, Will, if she likes pirates.
All or nothing. You could lose it all with this one.
Yes, if you're going double for another. You want to do it for $200? It's a good idea, Buzz.
What do you think, Katie?
Don't let me down.
Do you want to double up? It's double or nothing. That would make me really happy if you missed out. Boy, good idea, Buzz Burbank. Double or nothing. Go ahead.
All right. There's a pirate. He's got a peg leg. He's got a hook. And he's got a patch on his eye. A little girl sees him and says, hey, pirate, how did you lose your leg? As our was tasting a shark. And he bit me leg. Well, how did you lose your hand? Arr, was chasing the same shark. She took me hand. Well, how did you lose your eye? Our bird pooped on me forehead. Said, what? A bird pooped on your forehead? Our 'twas wiping it off and was first stay with the hook.
Oh, and the phone dropped out, and she didn't laugh.
No.
I am terribly sorry.
You lost it all, man.
You went double or nothing.
Nice try, buddy.
Did you not hear the punchline?
Yes, we heard the punchline.
Too well, perhaps.
Yes, it was very good. Will, I'm terribly sorry. Sometimes that's what works in gambling. I found that out the hard way in Atlantic City.
Know when to quit.
Thank you very much, Will. We appreciate it. Katie, let's give you a round of applause.
Good job, Katie.
Even though you laughed at the pirate joke, I just want to say
it's okay.
Thank you so much, and I'm sorry about bringing BDK in on Friday, but we'll try to keep him away from you.
Oh, no, it's fine. He's a good kid.
And we haven't really explored the mystery that is you.
I don't think there's a mystery.
Well, I'd like to chat with you at length sometime, but thank you very much.
We'll see.
That's Katie, ladies and gentlemen.
There she is.
Very good. We appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Katie.
That's good stuff. I like that. Thanks to everybody that gave us a call.
I'm worried about America, Mike.
Pirate jokes. Didn't know that was her wheelhouse.
He had $100 in his hand for a while.
Yes, a foolish move on his part. Fills me with glee.
See, I always root for the listener.
I know you do, Rob. You're a big fan. Let's get to the final buzz with Buzz Burbank.
Wait, if you don't think all this bad news about gas prices and food prices crisis and foreclosures is affecting your health, you're wrong. A new survey by AOL and the Associated Press shows that Americans who stress about their debt are more likely to get sick than those who don't.
Yeah, Mike.
Yeah, Rob.
And twice as likely to have a heart attack.
Yeah, Rob!
Among folks in serious debt, 51% complained of muscle tension.
Right.
Among those with their debts under control, it's only 31%.
What about Ed McMahon?
He's always under stress.
What is the likelihood that they'll break their neck and not talk about it?
He hurts all over.
Bizarre sex act.
Break his neck during a bizarre sex act.
Especially his neck.
Bowling trophy.
I'm Ed McMahon for yesterday. Come on now, honey. You can do it. Oh, my God. Something popped.
Victoria McMahon.
Something
call
popped.
911.
I knew it was too close to the headboard.
44% of the serious debtors have headaches. Compared to 15% among people who have finances under control.
Don't you think, really, this is everybody? This is everybody. I really think everybody gets sick. Everybody has headaches. Everybody has all this stuff.
Sure, but apparently a majority of people with serious debt problems have more of that. And
you're not conjuring here? You're actually telling the truth?
No. According to this study, according to this survey, they're twice as likely to have a heart attack. They're more likely to get ill than people who are not stressing over finances.
What if you have it but don't stress about it?
Well, it's the stress that kills you. So if you don't stress about it, you'll probably be okay.
Now, if you ever have any kind of headache or a problem, just call Brad. All right.
Not in debt.
Okay.
He'll blame it on spam.
Right.
23%
spyware. I don't like spam!
23% of the people with debt stress say they suffer from depression, compared to 4% among the people who are able to pay their bills on time.
Mm-hmm.
Serious debtors also report anxiety, sleeplessness, and anger issues.
Really?
Yes, really. And yesterday, we told you that McDonald's and Subway had stopped serving sliced tomatoes, at least until the salmonella scare is over.
Who doesn't like a slice?
Oh, God. Tomatoes, I miss them.
Who doesn't like a nice slice? So there's a little poop on it. Now, this isn't poop, right? This is different than poop. Or doesn't this come from poop?
It comes from specifically from animal poop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's
that, right, so it does start that way.
Yeah, a specific strain of salmonella that apparently came from a manure contamination.
What the hell is this?
Wait. Wait for it.
Right.
Attack of the killer tomatoes. Attack of the killer tomatoes.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
They'll beat you, bash you, squish you, mash you,
chew you
up
buddy.
For brunch. And
thank
finish you.
You
off for dinner or lunch.
Killer tomatoes.
Yesterday it was McDonald's and Subway sure is.
I like that a lot.
Today we can add to that list.
Very good.
Burger King, Outback, Taco Bell, and Walmart have all stopped using most tomatoes until the government finds the source of the contamination.
Is anybody like me? I went into the Subway today to order the sandwich, and then you see the fact that they're not selling tomatoes, and then right next to it is the actual county sticker, the county letter that they had to paint, up on the sneeze guard.
It's sad.
And then, you know, because when I'm ordering the sandwich, I'm going, well, if it's that way, what about, like, the lettuce and the peppers and everything else there?
But it's not all tomatoes. You can still have cherry tomatoes, right?
Absolutely.
And tomatoes on the vine.
Yes.
Right. Yep. And as it turns out, I can tell you now, tomatoes from Florida. Today, the federal government cleared all tomatoes from Florida as being free of salmonella contamination.
But they're
hot. I love tomatoes on the vine.
So if you can find Florida tomatoes, you'll be all right.
All right. Thank you. That's quite enough of the killer tomato song.
So I mentioned some more. Also, Chipotle, Olive Garden, Red Lobster, Carrabba's, Bonefish, KFC, Long John Silver's, A&W, Kroger, Winn-Dixie, Albertson, Trader Joe's, and Publix, to name a few more.
So the reason
the tomatoes.
The reason for this is these. This has started in the corporate tomato empire, right?
Right.
This might affect some people in Sacramento.
In this business of tomatoes.
Business of tomato. But these are the big companies that mass, you know, do the mass growings.
We don't know exactly.
Well said.
We still don't know the
origin.
We don't know the origin of the tomatoes that have made about 150 people sick in 16 states. Mostly, it's Texas and New Mexico.
This is big tomato, Rob. Just like big oil. This is big tomato.
Big tomato.
You gotta watch out for them.
You know, ketchup is safe though. Use a lot of ketchup.
What is it though?
Is it
ketchup
because
really
it's cooked.
Safe?
It's been
absolutely
cooked.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, then why can't you just take your tomatoes that are bad home and cook them?
You can if you can still find tomatoes since most of them have been pulled. They're concerned about people eating them raw and unwashed.
Yeah, you know what you can do? You can fry them.
Fried green.
Green tomatoes, delicious.
But they said this stuff gets into the skin, huh?
It can.
But if you cook it, it dies.
Yeah, right, whatever. But who wants to cook at this time of year? Exactly. You want to slice it? You want to put some salt and pepper on it?
Fresh.
You want to get yourself a nice piece of a buffalo mozzarella, mm-hmm. and you want to put it there, you want to sprinkle a little basil on top of it with a lot of oil. That's what's going to make it taste good with your tomatoes.
You know what I like?
What's that?
I like it sliced with a little sugar. Did you know this?
Oh. Is that before or after you eat your fried chicken with Captain Crunch on?
At the same time.
You're not going to be able to do that starting tomorrow night, right?
No, starting tomorrow night is no more.
Are you really being serious about the tomato with sugar?
Yeah.
You put a little sugar? Do you put salt on it, too?
Just sugar.
Some people do that. I don't.
Just sugar.
It's nice. Kills a little acid. Try it.
You ever try it with sugar?
I have. I'm not fond of it. I like salt and pepper better.
Well, now, once that scare clears up, I'll try it with a little sugar on it.
Tonight, just eat the sugar. Have the tomato.
How about honey?
Honey is nice, Junior.
Honey, put some honey on the tomato, Junior.
I
just
fat.
Pooped on it. I'm fat, yeah.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
Yum, yum.
Nearly 24 people have been hospitalized, and now we hear that at least one person has died.
It's a terrible way to go, right? I mean, I was watching today where they said, you know, all the bad stuff, the cramps, the diarrhea.
Right.
And suddenly you have an urge to wear white belts. Very frustrating.
Al has all that.
Well, I'm just very worried because I remember the spinach scare of a couple of years ago, and Subway pulled the spinach, and it never came back.
I don't understand. Here's my question to you, Mr. Burbank.
Yes.
Why are they letting the cows roam freely in all these fields and poop out there?
Like I said, we still don't know exactly how it happened or how they became contaminated. We don't even know where they became contaminated.
Maybe they're rogue cows. Mm-hmm.
Rogue cows that just go out and deliberately defecate on tomato
plants.
Maybe
it's a gang of bad cows.
Bad cows. Bad cows with diseased poop.
Well, yeah, it's different than mad cow. It's bad cow disease.
bad cow disease. Yeah, can you imagine that? You know, and they're just chewing their cud out in the field. And it's like, I'm tired of this. Yeah, we're going to get milked or slaughtered anyway. Yeah. You want to roll over to that field right next door?
We'll show them.
Yeah, let's go. Okay, eat some of the hot peppers that are growing over there. Yeah, then we'll go over there and we'll have fun in the field.
And they're rude, too, those bad cows.
Rude bad cows.
Well, the good news anyway, the breaking news is that the tomatoes from Florida are safe.
Yo, moo.
Barack Obama is expected to raise maybe $100 million in campaign donations this month.
That isn't just irresponsible. It's outrageous.
No, it's perfectly normal. You have to raise money.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. All this as he begins to collect from a wider range of Democrats, not just his original followers. He's already ticked up in the polls, a good 4 to 6 points now ahead of Republican rival John McCain.
Mm-hmm.
And the speculation continues about Obama's running mate. The front runner seems to be popular Virginia Senator Jim Webb, a highly decorated Vietnam vet and former Navy Secretary to President Reagan.
Love to talk to him about it. Try to get him on this show. He's only the senator from Virginia, and this is a show that's based in Virginia. Love to get him in chat. You know, and after this whole thing calms down, we'd like to try to get him on the show again.
Sure.
They're really, you know, and the reason I mention that, and I'm a little bit bitter, is because they're somebody who, you know, I mentioned that I was a big fan and a supporter mm-hmm. when he ran, and, you know, I'd like to get him on the show. Jim Webb, really, if you're listening, or anybody that knows you that can maybe go through those horrible people that are putting up a firewall, we would really like to have Jim Webb on the show.
Send him an email.
Well, we sent him tons of emails.
On his website.
On his web.
Rob Spiewak. He's here. He's here all week.
Many think Jim Webb would be the perfect complement to John McCain's war hero status. Webb was on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart last night and was...
Of course he was.
And he was coy when the running mate question came up.
Tom, are you going to be the vice president? Do you know?
Does anybody know?
After watching your introductory segment, I'm not so sure I want to step into that.
It's an easy job. All you have to do is think about who you want to shoot in the face. It's easy.
You think maybe that's it? That sort of speaks volumes right mm-hmm. there. After watching your segment, I'm not sure. But you know what, really? I mean, this would be a nice chat with him, and we would show respect. We've proven that.
It couldn't be more appropriate. He'd be in a safe environment here, I would think.
Yeah, I'd love to get him on the show. I mean, really, you know, the bottom line is, and I know it sounded like we're petty here, but I admire the guy.
Yeah.
I really do admire.
We do.
He's one of the people I would love to have on the show. And, you know, we have Bob Barr, the Libertarian candidate
for
president.
Does he review movies?
He could audition
That'd
for
be
us.
Great.
Hold on, Buzz. We got a call from Mark in Sacramento about tomatoes. What's going on, Mark?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Buzz.
Hey, what can we do for you?
Buzz, do you use manure as fertilizer on your tomatoes?
No, I do not.
You do not?
I don't.
Thanks for the call, Mark. We appreciate that. That was a tomato update.
America wants to know.
Yes, absolutely. What do we have here? What was that? He's playing the song
again.
Attack of the killer tomatoes. Attack of the killer tomatoes.
Cut. Thank you very much. Yes, we got to take
a
break.
Good song.
Baptisms down. That's our story when we continue.
Sounded weird. We'll be right back after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.